Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, the one and only Dior, the Chocolate Dow. And y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. I know that's right. And y'all know I let her talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know your girl got the tea on all the latest trending topics. So get your drink, get your vibe going. It's Labor Day weekend. So let's talk with Chocolate, y'all. So y'all, this is so wild. Y'all remember me reporting last week about the whole Lil Nas X incident? Well, I have a new update for y'all, and it gets even more crazier, y'all. Let me tell y'all. So, reportedly, y'all, the tests have confirmed that Lil Nas X was not under the influence of drugs nor alcohol during his highly publicized episode in Los Angeles on August 21st, when he was found behaving erratically on the Ventura Boulevard before being arrested for charging at the police officers. Now, reports describe him wandering in cowboy boots and later naked, singing Nicki Minaj lyrics and placing a traffic cone on top of his head. Now, his attorneys and father both emphasized that no substances were involved, suggesting it may have been a psychotic episode. This is crazy. Now, despite clean results, the court still ordered him to attend an outpatient rehab or Narcotics Anonymous meetings as a condition of the release, and he was released on a $75,000 bond. Y'all, this is so crazy to me, and I ain't gonna lie, I'ma be honest, looking into the situation, it's giving very much a humiliation ritual type of energy to me. I'm still trying to understand it, y'all, so hopefully he okay. All of this is real crazy, but I hope it ain't no publicity stunt, because y'all know how he be at times. It's too much going on in the world for them games right now, but hopefully he get it together. We gonna send prayers on his well-being, y'all. Okay, it's the end of an era in hip-hop radio, y'all. Legendary DJ Funk Flex has officially announced that his final show on Hot 97 will go down tomorrow at 7 p.m. The iconic voice of the New York radio took to his Instagram with the big news writing, "This Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, will be my last show on Hot 97 at 7 p.m. All things come to an end. End of an era that I enjoy very much. Super enjoyed it all. I will make the last show a great one. Appreciate everyone who has supported me through the years. Now you all know, for decades, Funkplex has been the heartbeat of the culture, right? Breaking records, premiering freestyles, and giving artists their first major spins on the biggest hip-hop stations in the world. Flex definitely shaped the sound of in New York's radio and hip-hop at large. So this is very interesting. I don't know if something's in between or coming with it, but this is very interesting. And the reason why I say it's very interesting, y'all, because just when he was in the midst of making that announcement, Hot 97 made a more bigger decision. So, y'all, right after nearly 30 years of holding down Hot 97, DJ Enough is now out. He has been fired, and he is pointing his fingers at none other than Funk Flex. Yesterday marked the end of an era when the heavy hitter himself was irrevocably let go from the station. Enough said he had no warning, no heads up, no nothing, just blindsided. Now, as I mentioned, the news dropped right after Funk Flex had the whole city shook with the cryptic announcement that looked like a retirement, but really was just a switch in time slot. Messy boots, but nah, it was really just a time switch on his slots. And according to Enough, that switch came out at his expense, which Enough doesn't have receipts, but he told TMZ that his soul knows Flex pulled strings behind them scenes, allegedly throwing a tantrum to secure his own spot. The two have not spoken since the firing happened with Enough, and Enough said that he gonna let the smoke steam down a little bit before he even tried to reach out. This is mad crazy because a friend today, an enemy tomorrow, or it was already enemy in disguise. You feel me? It's crazy because this not even my first time hearing of flex doing dirty stuff behind people's back. I've been hearing this for years and years, so I kind of want to say yes, he may be right about this. And I also feel like enough should have been just more silence in his move on the situation, not even spoke on it. I wouldn't even went public and talked about it, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully he gets bigger and better blessings. When people play in your face, God rewards you with something more to pop out and show him. So enough, you be strong, you go find better, trust and believe. Okay, y'all, so prayers up to little Bootsy as he prepared for his sentencing November 21st, y'all. I'm sad about this. If you guys didn't know, Bootsy pled guilty to a gun charge stemming from a 2023 arrest in San Diego. Two guns were found inside of the vehicle he was in. And at the time, police said they saw a social media video that showed Bootsy with a gun in his waistband and used a helicopter to track his vehicle while they found guns. Now, this, of course, violated the rule of the conduct, felons being in possession of a firearm, and it is a federal offense, unfortunately. Bootsy is set to be sentenced in November with charges facing up to 15 years. He did have his first arraignment or hearing, and his beautiful fiance was at his side. But, y'all, let's just keep prayers in order for Bootsy because, you know what I'm saying, the culture need him. We don't want to put another hashtag free Bootsy, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully he doesn't get a big amount of time if he does have to serve time. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. But y'all know I will be back on Friday. This is Talk with Chocolate Crown Radio Queens Talk TV. I am your host with the most, Dior the Chocolate Dow. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all for tuning in and rocking out with your girl. It's Labor Day weekend, so everybody drive safely. Be safe. Have a couple shots for your girl or two. And bling your girl a plate. I'll take a couple ribs or something, you know what I'm saying? But nah, hope all of y'all have a beautiful weekend. It's Virgo season. It's my birthday week coming up. So, Virgos, we up in here. Nah. All right, y'all. I'm signing out till next time. Peace.